I'm Ted Kaufman. I'm the executive director at Maine Audubon. And I'm not a scientist, but I have two of my three children at the University of Maine Climate Institute. So I have my own really close personal consultants who keep me apprised of what's going on. Maine Audubon has, for a long time, supported wind power, rightly cited. We've been involved for 20 years in trying to develop standards and criteria for determining when a project is rightly cited. We have the same interest in any other kind of development. We're there to protect and restore wildlife and wildlife habitat. That's our chief mission. We do it through education, conservation, and policy work. My area has been the policy side over the last 10, 12 years. I served in the legislature for 8 years. And it's been interesting now that I'm at Audubon to watch how this new emerging industry is coming along. I really think both the industry and the environmental community, the conservation community, are learning together. It's a learning process. If we had any idea how successful wind power would become, we might have started studying a lot earlier and determining with more clarity what we mean by rightly cited. Because, of course, I've been in front of audience who have very strong opinions about whether projects are rightly cited and have opinions contrary to Maine Audubon's, and that's never any fun. But this is a pretty controversial issue still on the land. We still have a lot to learn, I think, about how we as a society can find our way to refining what we mean by rightly cited, perhaps providing incentives to developers to go to the sites that we think are doing the least amount of harm to habitat and wildlife, and to citizens as well in terms of noise and other issues. It's an ongoing process, and we're going to continue to play a role in trying to do this well, because I do believe, and we do believe, that alternative energy, conservation certainly, and wind power as part of the alternative energy mix is important, and we need to move forward with it. We had, it's complicated enough on land, we had as the experimental sites were being picked, we were asked at Audubon to host a discussion among a set of U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Maine Fish and Wildlife, private biologists, academics, our own staff, to talk about where should we, what would we recommend for the offshore sites. And as a non-biologist, it was really interesting to see 16 people in our meeting room for 3 hours, for four meetings of 3 hours, trying to figure out what would be the best sites of all the sites that were proposed. And it was one of the first points was, we don't know enough. And then all of the scientists said, well, we're really not certain. We don't really know enough. And that went on and on and on. We need more research, and we certainly do. At the end of the day, others were going to decide where those sites were. It was interesting to see that team of 16 people were able to put their minds together and say, all right, okay, these sites would be the most preferred sites, and so we're able to move forward. Of course, we have a lot more of that kind of conversation that will need to take place over the next several years. We'll be a part of that along with many other colleagues, so that as we do it in the very best way we can for the benefit of society. We know, certainly at Audubon, the impact of fossil fuel on wildlife. We're concerned about, yes, mountaintops and large industrial wind on tops of the mountaintops and the effect on bicknell's thrush, for example. But we also know that bicknell's thrush has more mercury in it because they're up on mountaintops where the mercury-laden clouds are dropping mercury into their environment, onto their food. So we know that there's already an impact from acid rain, mercury deposition going into our lakes and everything else. Those are all real issues, and the health issues as well. So in short, it's going to be an interesting journey. I hope we'll have a happy ending. I'm excited with it. Our family have a camp in New Hampshire, and there are 11 1.5 megawatt towers within 3 miles of our camp. You paddle out on the lake and look at them, and to me it's a little bit like a ballet. At the foot of the hill where those towers are, three miles away in Leominster, New Hampshire, is the family cemetery. And we go and put flowers there at my father-in-law's grave and my uncle-in-law's grave, and they were both engineering whizzes, and we think about them lying there, looking up at those towers, saying, my God, isn't that impressive?